A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
2020 had Rebel Galaxy Outlaw, Captain Tsubasa, John Wick Hex, and Inertial Drift. 2019 had Observation, Katana Zero, Trover Saves the Universe, and Void Bastards. Yes, with the industry being bigger than ever, being played by more people than ever, each year sees that spectrum of production quality and marketing power get wider, resulting in tons of hidden gems that get lost in the shuffle. I'm Scott from WhatCulture.com, and these are the 9 best 2021 video games you're not playing. Note, we are dealing with final home console releases only. Some titles have appeared on Early Access, Mobile, Apple Arcade, or PC before 2021. Number 9, Necromunda, Hired Gun. Something that should have been a home run from day one, Warhammer 40K's Necromunda license being twinned with Doom Eternal-style acrobatic FPS gunplay felt like a match made in heaven. Sadly, that all-important launch window damn near destroyed the game's chances at popularity whatsoever, when it appeared almost completely broken on consoles. Framerate issues, pop-in, frozen animations locking you to not being able to fire a weapon, Necromunda Hired Gun was in a state for the majority of June until a sizable patch turned things around. Now, Hired Gun is every bit a playful new-age FPS in the vein of Doom, Titanfall, or even the ill-fated Lawbreakers, which all prioritize momentum and staying on the move as much as possible. You've got a grappling hook to dart around arenas filled with enemies, an awesome array of visually pleasing weapons, and even a dog companion to tear a goon's throat out at the touch of a button. With a more militaristic spin on Doom in terms of using the environment to avoid bullets, more aiming down sights, and areas that are great mixes of open expanses and tight corridors, there's a pace to Necromunda that's old-school arena shooting incarnate mixed with where the first-person shooting genre is at in 2021. Number 8. Sky, Children of the Light. Yes, the sequel to 2012's seismic journey on PlayStation 3 is finally on home consoles after a couple of years on iOS, but you'd barely know it because Sky, Children of the Light just dropped on Switch with very little fanfare. Honestly, it's a shame because this surprisingly rich free-to-play experience takes the core feel of Journey, the wispy floaty jumps, sand dune skids, and sound effect-based player communication, and builds an entire platform around it. With a live environment where many players are flying and floating between a hub world and a number of levels to beam into, a gorgeous uplifting score from Vincent Diamante carries on from where Austin Wintory left off. You'll make friends through held hands and time-limited conversations next to candles slowly burning out. You'll take to the skies as the music hits a crescendo, the beautiful visuals accompanying this metaphorical tale of awakening ancient spirits and finding your place in the cosmos. There's something genuinely ethereal about this heavenly space where humans can interact and achieve without any of the venom that usually dogs online interactions. For that, it's quite remarkable. Number 7, Alba, A Wildlife Adventure. Speaking of remarkable, how about a game that shows Nintendo how it's done? Because Alba, A Wildlife Adventure essentially takes the idea of Pokemon Snap and reapplies it back to real-world animals, insects, and whatever other creatures you come across. Playing as the titular Alba, you're visiting your grandparents on their tiny Spanish island of Pinar del Mar, a cross-section of farmland and family-owned businesses that's suddenly beset by a large corporation wanting to wipe out a wildlife sanctuary and build a hotel instead. As Alba then, you need to start snapping pictures of the local fauna in an attempt to show why this space matters so much. The game has a very charming and important conservationist message, seeing you push a trapped dolphin back into the ocean in its opening moments, craft bird feeders and pick up trash around the island, all in the name of looking after such a gorgeous environment. If you liked a short hike and wanted something a bit more involved, Alba might have the most pure heart of anything this year. Number 6, Narita Boy. Wearing Tron channeling influences on its wiry circuit sleeves, Narita Boy is a powerhouse of coding achievement from Tiny Team Studio Koba. As just two brothers spearheaded development, creative director and writer Eduardo Fornieles with Salvador Fornieles on music, they were joined by just five other people to kickstart this awesome side-scrolling action platformer with gorgeous visuals and animation. Telling the titular tale of Narita Boy himself, a character controlled by a gamer in the real world who gets sucked into their Narita One console, you now spend your time saving the realm. Cleaving enemies in half with a techno sword as a pulsating synthwave soundtrack thumps in the background, it's all backed by some of 2021's best art direction. Narita Boy is every bit a tribute to the platformers of old, but its story also shows the perspective of the Narita One's creator, fleshing out the reasons behind how you came to be, while detailing this incredible world the brothers Fornieles have crafted. Number 5. The Solitaire Conspiracy. Sometimes a game idea is so slap-bang obvious it gets unmade for literal decades. Because once Thomas Was Alone Volume and John Wick Hex creator Mike Bithell happened upon the idea of a story-based solitaire, it must have been a lightbulb moment for the ages. Here we have the base solitaire setup everyone knows and loves, the rule set etched into our minds from years of Windows PC pack-ins or just killing time online. Now you're recruited by none other than Kinda Funny's Greg Miller to help piece back together an organization of spies after an attack has wiped out all your memories. Different card suits represent different specialist teams. Things like jokers, queens, and kings have special powers that burn decks or shuffle them to your advantage when placed. All round, you're just attempting to line up all suits in the correct order as you always did, but now it's to complete a mission. It may not sound like much, but super slick solitaire with a narrative kick and the twin delights of Greg Miller and even Alana Pierce on DLC duties comes together far better than you'd expect. Number 4. Overboard. If titles like Among Us, Friday the 13th, and Dead by Daylight have taught us anything, it's that being the killer and trying to get away with it can be so much more fun than just being another victim. Enter Overboard, a very tightly written repeat timeline gem where you, Veronica Valenzi, have straight up murdered your husband on a busy ship currently sailing to New York. Now you only have a limited amount of time to pin it on someone else. Feeling like classic betrayal-encouraging tabletop game Avalon, you'll immediately start cozying up to certain characters and feeling out motivations on the ship to see which openings can present themselves. Overboard is very much built around repeat playthroughs, as there's information from the sheer passage of time that you can't fully employ until you're on a fresh cycle, knowing exactly where crew members or passengers are going to be. From spikes of jazz trumpets on the score to just how memorable each character is written, every trip through this Groundhog Day-style murder getaway setup will stick with you. Number 3. LEGO Builder's Journey. A game that immediately turned heads thanks to Nvidia using it to showcase some of their latest ray tracing implementation, LEGO Builder's Journey is still worth a play on Switch thanks to its neat mechanics and touching narrative. Playing as a small child initially on a trip out with who's assumedly their father, Builder's Journey quickly channels the LEGO movie's core message of never truly growing out of that need for play, and just how much the grind of work can get in the way. Gameplay revolves around placing stepping stones for the child to traverse, but you'll also take on levels where your own real-life LEGO building skills come into play. There's no prescribed way to get from A to B, so get to building whatever connectable structure you can that will grant safe passage. Know that LEGO Builder's Journey is mighty short, but hopefully it ushers in a whole new way to even do a LEGO game. Something that after decades of Identikit franchise tie-ins is long overdue. Number 2. Griftlands. The newest title from Don't Starve, Shank, and Mark of the Ninja developers Clay Entertainment, it's great to see them steer completely out of their comfort zone and put together an expansive turn-based card battler. Not only are you building a deck to govern which attacks and specials you can deploy in combat, but you'll do the same for conversations and arguments too. With this mentality in mind, Clay have crafted this world of gunslingers, bounty hunters, aliens, and everything in between, with maximum opportunity to branch narrative paths and which characters you end up working with. Even your party makeup is based on how conversations and combat scenarios go, with a lot of checks and balances behind the scenes governing who'll come out on top. And number 1, Scarlet Nexus. So far the game with the best combat of 2021, Scarlet Nexus is this year's almost arbitrary platinum-style fighter, but with character-swapping specials, and even better, the ability to thwack enemies upside the head with whatever parts of the environment you can get your mind on. I say mind because I've been waiting for a game that lets you weaponize mind powers so well since PsyOps the Mindgate Conspiracy. Quicktime events kick in for really brutal finishes, like if you decide to telekinetically throw an entire truck at something's face, but Scarlet Nexus has an awesome world of youngsters taking on interdimensional demons, bolstered by an anime TV series that launched in June. All that said, and despite this coming from Bandai Namco, Scarlet Nexus sales have been pretty dire. It's no reflection on the quality of what's here, clearly, but Nexus debuted at number 8 8 in the UK chart, only to fall to number 27 the week after. It's come in behind the Switch-exclusive Astral Chain from 2019 in Japan and appears to be struggling, having only shipped 30,000 copies at time of writing. Hopefully Scarlet Nexus can truly find its footing, because between the combat, twin protagonists, slick performance on next-gen systems, and that already overlooked anime, there's a lot to love.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea's sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code MOM.